Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So the Tribe drops its third straight on this trip, 6-1 to the Rangers. For the Indians, one run on, let's see, one hit. That's all we got, one hit.
You can't say that on the air. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Shout out from the 817, digging the show today. I'll be 51 tomorrow. Can you give me a birthday shout out? That's from Dana in Crowley. Happy birthday, Dana. And now, it's time for Baseball Nuggets with Mike Bacsik.
We've already talked about it, so I don't want to rehash it, but one hit.
One hit.
At least the Tribe scored a run. We would have been tied.
Yeah.
Oh, well. It happens. It's over. We move on.
162.
You lost the series to the A's.
Yeah, that hurts. That definitely hurts.
All right, let me ask you this.
Sorry, I know you said move on, but
No. I think it's a valid question. The A's are now 5-8. Do you think the A's are going to lose 90 games this year?
Yes.
Do you think they'll lose 100 games this year?
No.
Corey?
No. I think they're going to finish just under 500.
I'm wondering this.
Oh. Wow.
J.P. Sears.
72 wins.
Who the crap pitched for him the other day?
Just under 500. Mm-hmm. 72 and 90.
Just under.
Okay. Like Ross Stripling pitched.
Next day, man.
I'm just wondering if like Ross Stripling and J.P. Sears are even going to be pitching in July for them.
Because you think they're just going to break the team down. And
if you were the Oakland A's, like the Texas Rangers, wouldn't you look at guys that are like not part of your 3 to 5 year future plan and go, why are we keeping them?
Do you think the Marlins are going to do the same thing?
I don't think the Marlins expected to be this bad.
Okay, yeah.
So, I don't know who they have that's old. I looked the other day, I'm like, crap. I'd love to get Yuri Perez, who's 20 years old.
But you think there's a lot of just young players.
Yeah.
I got you.
So, I look at Miami, and there's a lot of young players on Oakland. Don't get me wrong. There's not a lot to trade there. I mean, obviously, I want Mason Miller. I will just say, I would trade 4 premium prospects for Mason Miller. It would solve an issue.
Yeah,
that you do not have a solution the next year or next 5 years with your closer situation. I am trading a lot to get Mason Miller because if he's healthy, I know I have a premium closer who's going to make the All-Star team every year in the major leagues.
Yeah, never have to worry about closing a game.
You never have to worry. Just like I wouldn't mind. I mean, it doesn't seem like he'd be available. The Guardians are 9-3, but if I get Emmanuel Clase back, who hasn't been great. And in recent years,
I did want to use him as an example because we felt the same way about Clase, and he was not good last year. Are you worried about the ebbs and flows potentially for the closer?
Yes. And you're right. ERA wise, and I believe giving up the home run wasn't great for Clase. Didn't he have 40 plus saves last year?
I think he also had 12 blown saves. So
I'll take it. Okay. A plus here.
For here, that's true. That is true.
Okay, I have this question based off of what the Royals just did to the Astros. Is the Central better than the West? Or is it Or is it over time, we will see that the Central will get back to more like if you're 85 wins, you win that division.
That's what I'm going to say. But early on, I definitely understand how people would feel otherwise. But Chicago might also be the worst team in baseball.
Just to give you an idea.
Cluster F right now.
The Guardians are 9-3. The Royals are 9-4. The Tigers are 7-4. The team that was projected to win the division is the Twins. They're 4-6. And the White Sox are horrible. They're 2-10. The Rangers are 7-6. That's the only team over 500.
Yeah.
Angels are 6-6. Mariners are 5-8. Oakland's 5-8. And Houston's 4-10. It's 2 weeks into the season. But right now, there's no doubt that the Central is playing way better than the West. So, in a good way, if
how much of the West has played against itself so far?
Because the Royals have played a lot against their own division. They
Rangers have played the Astros and the A's so far, and that's seven games.
Boston started the season on a 10-game West Coast trip.
Okay.
So Boston has been played quite a bit, I would say, by the West teams.
All right.
But I can't tell you.
Yeah. I'm just kind of looking like at our schedule specifically is seven of the games that we've played so far have been against our own division.
All right. So my next thing, I know we talked baseball cards yesterday, so I don't want to get into like baseball card talk, but I find this interesting. Who would you think right now, if you had to guess, are the three hottest baseball player cards right now?
Jackson Holliday's got to be one.
Nope.
The kid from the Reds that we talked about the other day.
Ella De La Cruz.
No. The RBI machine.
The answer is no to that.
Okay.
Bobby Witt Jr.?
Yes, that's one of them
okay.
that people are paying more money for, thinking he has a legitimate chance to keep this up. He did hit two home runs yesterday and have five RBIs, and this list came out before. By the way, the hottest card on the market right now is Caitlin Clark.
Spencer Steer is who I was looking for.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Caitlin Clark, huh? That's interesting.
But there were three baseball players on the top five list. So one of them's Bobby Witt Jr.
Cheerio in there?
Nope.
Okay.
Prospects are bad. Just to tell you,
okay.
Prospects are bad because what happens is they are projected to be the next Babe Ruth and the next Mickey Mantle and the next Willie Mays, and they can't live up to the standard that people have paid for.
So is Trout then back?
No, I was surprised Trout is not. Mookie Betts.
Makes sense.
And Juan Soto. So the three hottest people are paying for right now are Juan Soto, Mookie Betts, and Bobby Witt Jr.
Two massive markets and a guy who's on a really good team right now.
Yes.
Who's expected, like you... You've been talking about his cards for quite some time.
Yeah. Now, I was watching last night the Baltimore Orioles, and I still will tell people this. When you see Jackson Holliday in the batter's box, he is so little. He is so little. I can't explain to you that you would just think with the numbers he puts up in the minor leagues, it doesn't make sense. And I played with a guy like this. I played with Shane Victorino right before he made the major leagues, and I'm like, I just can't understand the pop you have. You're so little. I would never expect you to hit the ball this far, and Shane Victorino could, and I think Jackson Holliday can. But it's shocking. He's shockingly small, especially because you think of his dad.
Yeah.
So I forgot where I was going with my next baseball nugget, which is always awesome that my brain now does this to me at 46 years old.
Sorry, Mike.
But watching Baltimore last night, it was a tie game. This isn't where I was going, but man, Boston Red Sox fans get really mad when the umpire doesn't make a call that they think is correct. Here's where I was going with this. After the game was over, MLB Network took over. And the dude hosting MLB Network, I'm sorry, but Harold Reynolds and the former catcher, I'm drawing a blank on his name too, were like, dude, they're like, I can't believe you're playing Jackson Holliday at second base. He's the number one prospect in all of baseball, and you're not even going to play him at shortstop. He was the first overall pick, and you gave him over $7 million, and you're not going to play him at first or at shortstop. And both guys were like in shock going, the dude at shortstop's the rookie of the year, and he's projected to be one of the five MVP candidates in the American League. Do you want to send Gunnar Henderson? They didn't say this, but I'm like, I wanted to ask the guy. Well, I just want to make this clear. Do you want to send Gunnar Henderson back to AAA Norfolk because your number one overall pick has now made it to the major leagues?
Yeah, just trade him. Just trade him or something, yeah.
And they were making they were talking about Mike Trout. And they were like, well, Mike Trout came up as a left fielder because the Angels had Peter Borges in center field, and he had more range, was maybe a better defensive center fielder than Mike Trout. Peter Borges did not win Rookie of the Year and was not considered a top five MVP candidate the next year.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Jackson Holliday, that you're going to have to learn how to play second base, but Gunnar Henderson is an awesome shortstop and projected to be an MVP in the next 3 years at shortstop. Jackson Holliday has to play second base. Sorry, dude.
I do find it fascinating because we were talking with Jamal Mashburn, and he was saying, you know, every one of these guys is trying to make a name for themselves. But Corey Seager and Marcus Semien were both shortstops, and Semien said, hey, I'm playing with that guy. Derek Jeter and A-Rod were both shortstops, and A-Rod was like, I'll play third base. You know, it's just kind of interesting how these guys will say, that dude is the better one, and I'll take the position because I want to play. I want to play in the bigs.
They were showing highlights over the last two games that Jackson Holliday's been up in the majors. Jackson Holliday has looked uncomfortable at second base. Deal with it. You should have played him at second base more in Norfolk, knowing that you have Gunnar Henderson. And last year in the playoffs, talking to Jared Sandler, I was asking this question because everybody knew about Jackson Holliday. And he asked the Baltimore people, and they said, Jackson Holliday is either playing second or third base. Gunnar Henderson's too good.
Yeah.
He's that good.
Yeah.
That Jackson Holliday might end up being a Hall of Famer too. But they see Gunnar Henderson as a franchise-changing shortstop, and they see Jackson Holliday as a franchise-changing shortstop. They can keep both. Jackson Holliday is talented enough to play second base. Deal with it. I was wanting to be on that set going, dude, you need to deal with it. It's Gunnar Henderson. It's not Peter Borges. I'm sorry.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.